because by the Goyish court they take out the money of Pied Echod. So therefore, by your edus of an Eid Echod, it's going to come out that the Goyim are going to take away money from him, and really it's like it in, so causing the Jew to lose out the money, therefore you're not allowed to say such edus. It's only said if you're a single person. But if you have two people, two edim, then we won't put you into shamti. Now, not even one person was only said. Only by din, Gisra Rashi says b'nei kfar shem yoidim lodim mishra. They don't know how to paskin. Avol beidoyer in onami chad amumsa shodule. So again, we only put yibeshamt even by one ele bedina de megistra. So Rashi says they don't know the halachas so much. So therefore, they'll be moitzi with an eid echad. Avol beidoyer Rashi says shultim by the governor like in onami chad amumsa shodule. When they only have one eid, al piyadech Rashi says they moitzi mama. They don't take out money. Ele mechavina baldin shvua. They only make you swear. So that's mamash like a din Torah. So therefore, since you're not being moitzi mamash like a din, we won't put you b'shamti into a nidri. Omar Ravashi, ki avina beirafuna was barafuna. I boilon, I had a question like this. What's going to be with an odom choshev? If we have an odom choshev, a prominent person, the samchilekevetrei, like we know for sure when he goes into the Goyisha court, they're going to rely on him like two people. And maskim amay napume, even by the bezdin of the Beit Doyer, the choshev of the Goyisha courts, the loss will be mighty mum with this one eid echot. So therefore, he should not be able to say Eidus. Because even though he's a chash of a person, an Eid Echad is no good, he can't be Maitzimam with an Eid Echad. And here now, by the Goyish request, they will be Maitzimam with an Eid Echad. So that's what I say, that it should be yosef for him to do it. Since he's an Adam Choshev, he can't like escape from them. They'll force him anyway to come to say the din, to say this for them. Therefore, motzla sudei, then it would be allowed to. The whole shalom before was when the goyim didn't ask you to say it. So then you're not supposed to go yourself. But here, since anywhere they're going to come to you, maybe you're allowed to go right now. Take you, and this we buy by a suffix. Omer Rav Ashi, hay bar Yisrael dezovin le'ari levitachovim, a mitzvah davar Yisrael. If a Jew sells his property to a guy, and now this property is boarded by another Jew, so it comes out that you're not being fair to that Jew, you're giving him a goyish neighbor. So again, hi ba Yisrael, a Jewish person, that sells his property to a guy, a mitzvah deva Yisrael, that the boarding property belongs to a Jew. So, is meshamtin le, we put this Jew into shamtin, put him into a nidui for what he did. My timer. What's the reason? In name, if you want to tell me, Mishum Dina Deva Mitzvah, because the law of Dina Deva Mitzvah is that if a Jew lives in ground and the neighbor is selling his property, so he has a right to buy it first. I've Omamar, we learned, Zovan, Meyakum, Vizovan, Liakum, Lekim, Mishum Dina Deva Mitzvah. When you sell to a guy, when you buy off a guy, there's no law of Dina Deva Mitzvah. So that law won't apply over here. Ella, rather, the Yarmul, we tell him like this, Arboyis Li Arya Amitzri. That you're bringing me a lion. You put a lion by my border, and who wants a guy to be my neighbor? Therefore, Meshamtinin Lei, at the Kibbut Lei, call Einsoi, the Yosemach Mosley. We put you into Nidu until you accept any onus. If anything bad can happen because of the guy, you have to take all responsibility. If you accept upon yourself all the responsibility of the guy, then we'll take off the Shamtoi. Now, exactly why there's no dinner of our mitzvah by a guy, that Mr. Shem will see in the Gemara about Messiah. But I call upon him here, they put him into Shamti because he gave me such a neighbor until you accept upon yourself all the achrayas of this makam. Alright, this is our count for the Gemara. Now Mr. Shem will try and go over some of the halachas that we learned.
Now, the first halacha of the Mishnah is paskin that you're not allowed to take anything from a gazlin. Is also likanois, the Mechabit says in the Simen Shin Samachtes, that also likanois dover ha-gozol mi-a-gazlin. V'yosa l'sodoi. You can't buy something off a gazlin. You can't buy stolen goods. And you can't help a midi overlook na either sita mikshel. And therefore, by this Indian of knas, of meches, it depends. That if the king told them to collect taxes, which is a dover kotzuv, so they have a right to do it. Because we pass kandina de machus adina. Therefore, that when he collects the taxes that he's allowed to, the king told him to do it, there's no Issa Gezel on that. And therefore, from such money, we are allowed to make exchanges with. Just on the case that the person takes more than he's supposed to, that's called Gezel, then we say the money is called Adaf the Din of the Mishnah, like the Terutzim of the Gemara, that since it's stolen goods, we're not allowed to exchange it, have any Anor from it. Then the Maaseh, the Mechaba Paskins, the Hilchos Genevo, Simin Shin Mem Ches, in Siv Beis, the Mechaba Paskins, that Kol HaGoynev Afilu Shava Pruta Oiber Alav, the Loi Signavu, the Chayim the Shalin. So the Mechaba says, Echad HaGoynev Momin Yisrael, Oy HaGoynev Momin Shalakum. Even if you steal from a Jew or from a Goy. So Pasha, the Tzimashma, that Gezel Akim is also with the Yeraisa, you're over this Lav. The Echad HaGoynev Migod Loi Mikotin. So the Shachtak is Medayit from Loshon HaMechaber, that it's Mashmir Tzosim Midiraisa. It says V'chein Kosov Mashal. And on this, the Shach is the Stiro in the Ramor and Evan Ezer, that they're the Ramor Paskins, that if you Mekadesh an Isha with Gezel that you stole from a Nakum, have him Mekadeshes. Because the other Ramor says, because Einit Tzricha Mahafti Rak Mishom Kiddush Hashem. So there it's Mashmir that Gezel Akum is Mutam Yikredin. But here in Hilchos Geneva, the Ramor is not Masig. Here's Mashma, we hold that Geneva's Akum is also Midiraisa. The Ramor just says that Hago Toyus Akum, if a Goy made a mistake, could Goy Laha Toysay Becheshman to make a mistake in the account how much money he's supposed to pay, Oyli Hav Kios Halvosoy, or else not to pay back the Halvor that you borrowed from him, Mutter. Here it's Mutter Midiraisa. This is not called the Maisik Zela. Here it's Mutter Midiraisa. But Obuvat providing Shelo Yedealoy, that he should not find out about it. The lekachil Hashem has to be only that there won't be a chil Hashem. But then the Ramah says, "V'yesh Eimrim," that some say, "Ti osa lahatoisai." We are not allowed to mislead the goy. Elim tol meyatz meshori. Just if the goy made a mistake by himself, then it's mutter. But we are not allowed to mislead the goy. Now, according to the second Yesh Eimrim, that the Sma explains it because. Really, Chazal hold the Yeshloim of the Yosel Atoysa, we're not allowed to make a mistake, we're not allowed to mislead a goy. For Lomduzem, midi Osra Afilu Genevas Das Akum. We hold that Genevas Das to an Akum is also Osa. You're not allowed to like say a lie to a goy, you can't steal his Das. So therefore, we're not allowed to give him wrong information to mislead him. That's Bechlal, Genevas Das, that's Osa. Therefore, how is Lahatosa Mutter? That's what the Ramah is saying, that's what we paskin. It's only if the goy by himself made a mistake. If he himself made a mistake in the Cheshbin, then you don't have to correct him. But we're not allowed to mislead him, give him wrong information. That's the Zvi Yishonim Dosa La Toysoi, Elim Tol Meyatz Mishon, if he did the mistake by himself. And then the Shach brings down from the Yam Shal Shleimoi, that even the Loch of Avkoyas Halvo, that's Mutter, it's saying the Mutter, Elo Kishachayev Shalom Oderech Meches Oderech Choyv. Only if you owe the money now because of tax, or because of a Choyv. But if you bought something off the guy right now, you owe him the money, there's no heter to say half koyes halvosai. For that type of a chiv that you have to pay him the money. So the kid to the set of hitosai is not such a poshut, it's not so poshut. We can't give any wrong information. Kenevas das is also. Just if the guy himself comes up with the wrong figure, then we don't have a chiv to tell him. Provided there won't be a chil Hashem. But in the case where there will come out to be a chil Hashem, then it's also to do it. So the Maaseh Baruch HaShulchan is pretty much machmir, says the Bezman is there like, that it maybe will come out a chil Hashem, we have to be very careful not to try and jip them, not to have any type of a Geneva's Das by a guy. Then the Gaya to the other loch about the Aveda, here also we passed in the Mechaba Paskin Simon Reis on the Vov, that Avedus Akam Muteris, if you find something that was lost by a guy, you're allowed to keep it. Shinema with Asha, the Pasuk says, Avedas Achicho, and the Mechaber even says, that Vihamachzira raise away for Avera, Mephnei Shumachzik, they have over Avera. If you return it, it's in Avera. But he says, Vihamachzira lekadesh Hashem, if you return it to make Kiddush Hashem, Kadesh Yeforos, Yisrael, people talk nice about Klai Yisrael, the Yedu Shem Bali Yamona are raising Meshuvah. Then it's a nice thing to do. It's a nice thing to return an Aveda to a Goy, if the Goy will come to, there'll be a Kiddush Hashem. If the goyim will talk nice about the Jew, then it's a nice thing. But then also the Mechaber says of a mokum sheyesh chil Hashem, avedosi asura. But if you don't return it, then the goyim will find out about it. Let's say it's a makom where rov Jews are there. So the goyim will know that if the Jews took it, they'll be a chil Hashem, then asur, then you're not allowed to keep it. The chayev lachzir, then you have to return it. The kids of these halachos are be'aved the mikra din smuta, only the makom chil Hashem should you return it. Alright, we'll stop here. We're holding daf kuf yud dalet amud aleph by the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "Not loy muchsin es chamoyroi v'nosne loy chamarachar." If this tax collector that we had before the zun shloik yedin, he took away your donkey, your chamor, and instead he gave you back a different chamor, so the loch, or else not loy listim. Let's say a gazlin, a real robber, took away a chamor from you. Not loy listem es ksusay, he took away your clothing, and v'nos the loy ksusacheres, and I gave you back instead of different clothing. So the locher is harei elu shaloi. You're allowed to hold on to these two things. You're allowed to hold on to the chamor that this muhsin gave back to you, and you're allowed to hold on to this ksus, this clothing that the listem, the ganef, gave back to you. Even though really it's stolen goods, still mifnei shehabaylem misyayishim him. Because we say the original owner was miyayish, it's like acha yish, and therefore it's yish biyad hamuchsim, and therefore the muchsim gives it to you, it's like yish and shin rishus, so therefore you're allowed to keep it. The same thing by the listim also, even though it's stolen goods, but if the gazlan now gives it to you, so here it's considered like a mekach, and therefore it's called a shin rishus, that's your koina. What about the Mishnah says, hamatzo min hanohor, or min hagayis, or min halistin? Let's say you save something from a river. That means a river came and took away, well, like overflow, and took away things from the house, and now you find them. Or else the Minhagayis is the army. Let's say the army went through the city, and now you found something that the army men are giving you. Or else the Minhalistim, or else from a robber. So the locher is, Im nisiyayish yu habaylim hareyelu shalai. If you know for sure that the owner was miyayish, then you have a right to keep it. But min hastam, we say the owner was not miyayish yet, therefore you have no right to keep it. Like Rashi says, Yim nisiyayish rabaylim, di sharminen di yayish, di omar velich saran kis, the owner said like this, abustom aloi, the kasha listim the seifa, listim the reish of gemar paruch ha mishani lo, chodob listim akum, the chodob listim yischro di miyayish mistama. We'll soon see, it depends what type of listim are here. Like in the ratio, it's mashma stam listim is yish, and here it's mashma stam listim is not yish. So here, this last case is only you could keep it if you know for sure the owner was miyayish. But minastam, we say he was not miyayish, therefore you have to return it, you can't keep it. V'chein nechil shel dvarim. If a bunch of bees come flying into your rishus, so also, im nisiyayishu, if you know for sure the owner was miyayish, in other words, bees came from your neighbor's field, so you knew it belonged to your neighbor. Now they're flying in your field. See if you know that the original owner was miyayish, gave up hope of getting it back, hare elu shalai, you have a right to keep it. But minastam, again, we say it's not yish and you can't keep it, you have to return it. Omer Reb Yechonim ben Bruka. Reb Yechonim ben Bruka says, Nemenes isha oi koton leimer. An isha or a koton, even though usually they're not nemen b'teres edus, here we believe them if they tell us that mikan yotzen ichulzeh, if they tell us that this bunch of bees came from this field, we believe them, and therefore you have to give it back to the owner. Umahalach, yeah, that's one halacha. We'll see exactly why in the Gemara. How come we believe in isha and a koton here? Another halacha is, Umahalach b'toich sode chaveroi, you're allowed to go through your friend's field, lahat tzeles nechiloi, in order to save your own a bunch of bees. Like if your bees went flying off into somebody else's field, you're allowed to go into his field to save your bees. V'yim hezik, mishalim ash hezik. But if when you go into the other person's field, you do damage there, you cut down or break something, you have to pay. You have no right to do damage to his field. You only have a right to go into his field to get your own, but not to do damage there. But let's say the bees went on one branch. You have no right to break off that branch to save your bees, even if you have in mind to pay the owner.
you have no right to cut down his branch. Rabbi Yishmo b'noi Rabbi Yochanan of Ruku know af koitzeitz b'noi sanechadomim. He held this was a tenai that they first made up between themselves, that you have a right to chase after your own bees, and if you find them all on one branch, you have a right to break off that branch, to ruin the other person's branch. Even though you be mazikim, you do it amanas to pay back. So amanas to pay back money, this is muta. We'll see in the Gemara exactly what the machlokes is. So the Gemara says like this. Tana, we learned. Im notol machzil abaylam horishaynim. We learn not like our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says if the muchsim or the listim give you a different chamor or a different ksus, a different clothing, you're allowed to keep it. And here in the Braisi we learned that you're supposed to return it back to the original owner. Why? Kesava, this price holds, yish kadi loikani. You should know yish is not kona. Therefore, mikore bi suros liyadei. It came into your hands, bi yisr. So Rashi learns Yish Kadim mentioned Nishayishu Abaylam Biyad Muchsim Lekona Muchsim Biyish Levadoi Blood Nesinas Domim. As long as they didn't pay for it, they're not corner it. Therefore, when it comes into your hand, it's still called Yisur Osli Yodai, and therefore you have to return it. The Ikadi Army sums it like this: In Boli Hachzir, the Brisa just means to say, if you want to be a Chassid and if you want to return it, Yachzal Abaylam Rishayim, that you could return it to the Baylam Rishayim. My time, what's the reason, like Mikra Din, you do not have to, in other words, like Al Mishnah, because Yish Kadi Kani, you should know Yish Kadi really is Kana. Therefore, when the Baylam was Miyayish, it's Kana Biyad Muchsim. Therefore, when you receive it, it's like a Yish and Shin Rishus, and therefore really a Potter. Miyu, Im Omar, if the person just says to himself, I don't want to hold on to money that doesn't belong to me, you should know there is such a midas chasidus to return it back to the original owner.
And vice versa, the machloek is here, if this is called yish bechdi or it's called yish and a shinu rishus.
Now the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, Harei Elu Shaloi, Mivnei Shabaylam Misyayishim. The reason why you're allowed to keep these things is because the Baylam was Miyayish.
Some Ravashi Vashi said, who is going on the ratio, that Loshon Vela Listim Vela Tikhovim.
That the Mishnah says, Stam Yish, Stam Listim is called Yish, it's only if the Listim, the robbers were Goyim. Av Listim Yisrov, if the robbers were Jewish, Loi, then we don't say it's Yish.
Sava, why? Because Lamocha Nakitna Lebedinoi,
the reason why you're not Miyayish if he's a Jew, because you think, listen, tomorrow I'll take him to a Din Torah. So therefore, why should I give up hope today? So therefore, that the Mishnah says, the Resha, that Listim belongs to you, it's a Bailam Miyayishim, it's only if he's a guy.
Mask of Lord Rabbi Yosef, he has backed and said, no, other Rabbah, just the opposite. Ipcha Mistar, the Sforah should be just the opposite way. It's like this.
Akum de dine begisei goyish courts, they do begiusa, Rashi says, means begaiva vizroya. They're hoardy, they do it sharp, with strength. In other words, when you owe money, they come and just grab it away from you. Therefore, loy miyayish. Therefore, they're not going to be miyayish.
Because if it's a guy, so like in goyish courts, if you go to a goyish court and tell him, listen, your guy stole from me, they'll just grab it away from him. So therefore, for sure, you'll get it back, you're not miyayish. But Yisrael, Kivan the Amri Meimer. Mashenkin, if it's a Jewish rabbi, so you have to go to a Din Torah. All they'll say in the Din is that the Yonim will say, listen, you're a Gazan, you have to return it. They'll only tell it to him. They won't go and grab it away from him. Therefore, Miyayish. Therefore, the owner gives up hope. Therefore, the owner would be Miyayish. So it's a swear that if it's a Jewish rabbi, then the owner is Miyayish. So Gemara says, Elo I Itma Sefer Itma. If you want to learn this halacha of Rav Ashi, learn it on the Sefer. Rather like this. The Sefer says, Hamatzel Mino Akum Min Halistim. If you save something from a Goy, or Min Halistim, or from a Rabbah, we have the Gir Samatzel Min Anor, or Min Agayis, or Min Halistim. It should be Gayis. So the Mishnah says, "Im nisyayishu abaylim in." If you know the baylim was miyayish, then you have a right to keep it. But mashma only if we know for sure he's miyayish. Stam aloy, but minastam, if we don't know for sure, we say he was not miyayish.
Now, when is this said? Only if it was a Goyish Rabba. Then we say, Minastam, Mishum the Dina Begisai. Because since the din of a Goyish court is they grab it away from him, therefore, Minastam, the owner is not Miyayish, and only if we hear that he's Miyayish. Avalistim Yisrael, but if the rabbis were Jewish rabbis, Kivun the Am remember Miyayish, since all the din Torah is that they'll sell, tell him to give it back, it's not so strong, therefore the owner would be Miyayish. So the kids, that's what Rashi said in the Mishnah already. This is why there's no steer in the Mishnah. That the Rashi in the Mishnah is mashma by listim, it is Yish, and the safest mashma in Astam is not Yish, because the Rashi is talking about it's a Jewish rabba, and the safest is talking about it's a Goyish rabba. Therefore, in the Rashi in Astam it's Yish Bailim, and in the safer it's only if we heard that the Bailim was Miyayish. But in Astam we would say it's not Miyayish. Yeah, Tali Mor says Vaita. Tnan Hossam, we learnt over there, we learnt the Mishnah in Klayim like this. Oirois Shabalabais, if a private person owns skin. So the question is, if it's called Gemar Malocha yet, then it should be Mekabotum. Is it called a Kli yet? Regular skin, like usually you use it to make it into things, to make it into leather, to make it into shoes. So Machshovim Mitamosam. The Balabos thinks, with his machshav alone, that I'm going to leave it the way it is, I'm not going to work on it to make it into shoes, I'm going to use the skin the way it is right now, to use it for a tablecloth, so therefore it's called the Gemar Malocha, and it's Mekabel Tumah. Vishal Avdon, let's say you're professional, you're a tanner, you work with the skin, then ain't machshav mitamosen. Then your machshav is not mitamad, even though you have a machshav now to leave it and use it as a tablecloth. But since it's possible that someone will come into the store tomorrow and order a pair of shoes, and you'll need this leather to use it to make it into shoes, so therefore it's not called the Gemar Malocha yet. Therefore it's not Mekabel Tumah. What about your gazlin? Let's say you're a gazlin. A gazlin means you took it openly in front of the owner. So ain machshava mitamosen. So the gazlin's machshava does not help. Pashim going now because the gazlin is not kono. The gazlin has to return it. Like by the gazlin we hold the lav. It's like Rashi says the lav today doesn't belong to him. Rashi says the lav today who doesn't belong to him. Techivan diyod the man shakliminate lemiyayish. Like a gazlin is opened, so the owner knows who took it. So therefore, the owner is not miyayish. So therefore, the gazlin's machshava doesn't mean anything. Therefore, the gazlin has machshava now to use this the piece of skin the way it is. It's not makabel tumah yet. Therefore, ain machshava matamosan. Vishal ganaf. Let's say a ganaf does it privately that the owner did not see him take it. Then machshava matamosan. Because vice versa, we're going now ganaf. The owner is miyayish, and therefore he's konerit. Therefore, his machshava means something. Rabbi Shimon Oimer Chiluf Advarim. Shimon Shita was just the opposite. That Shel Gazlin Machshava Metamosam. Rabbi Shimon knows that a Gazlin that went in front of the owner and took it away and the owner couldn't stop him, so then for sure the owner is Miyayish. Therefore, that the Gazlin is cornered, he's going to keep it. Therefore, his Machshava means something. Shel Ganav though ain't Machshava Metamosam. By the Ganav though, since it was done privately, there the owner feels maybe we'll find the Ganav here, then I'll get it away from him. Therefore, Ein machshav matamosam. A ganav is not kono, therefore the owner was not miyayish yet, therefore his machshav doesn't mean anything. Lefishlo in nisiyayish rabbeilam, since the owner was not miyayish yet. So kitas amachlekes Rabbi Shimon and the Tanakhama, by a gazlin and a ganav, which way do we say the owner is miyayish, which way? Rabbi Shimon holds, a gazlin, the owner is miyayish, and by a ganav he's not miyayish. Omar Ulos, Ulos says, Yishno machlekes bestam. The machlekes here is only stam, that we don't know for sure if the owner was miyayish or not. Here it's a machlekes, do we say stam genevis yish bailim, or do we say stam gzela is called yish bailim? Avo biyadua, but if we know for sure that the owner was miyayish, then divri hakol yish kono, everybody holds yish helps. That's what Ulos says. Rab Omar Rabbi says no. The Yedua Nami Machlekes, even if we hear the owner says he's Miyayish, still it's a Machlekes, it is called Yishanat. Still the Rabbonin says by a Gazlin, Lehevi Yish. The Chol Shoso, the Dayta Leminkate Bedine, Bechain Ganath Rabbi Shimon. The Rab holds no, even if the owner says he's Miyayish, so what? By a Gazlin, the Rabbonin knows the Svar is the owner still thinks he's going to take him to a Din Torah. And according to Rabbi Shimon, by a Ganath, the owner still thinks he'll take him to a Din Torah. So therefore, even though we hear the owner says he's Miyayish, it doesn't mean anything. That's the way Rabbi learns. Omalay Abaye l'Rabbo. So Abaye said back to Rabbo, Lo tifla galeid yula, you should not argue on ula. The tanamba masnis and kavosai, because we learned in the Mishnah, like ula. Because the Mishnah says, Lefi shalo nisiyashu abaylam. It's a clearly the... No, it says clearly by this brace of this iris of the skins that the reason why by the gazan or the change around the ganef, the machshava doesn't help. It says because the owner was not miyayish yet. So the diik is taimad lo nisiyayishu abaylam. Only because lemaisa the baylam was not miyayish, he did not say oivei. Avo nisiyayishu abaylam, but mashma clearly if we hear from the owner that he is miyayish, haray elu shaloi, then it does belong to you. So it's mashma, both Rav Shimon and the Rabbanim would agree that if they hear clearly from the owner that he's miyayish, then it helps. So it's a raya to ula. So Amalei said back to him, Anan, Rabbi says, you know what, I learned Pshandas Braisa, Lefi Shein Yish the Bailim. No, these cases, there's no Yish for the Bailim. The Tanakama holds that by Geneva, there's no Yish for the Bailim, and Shimon holds for a Gazlin. There's no Yish by the Bailim. Chilaf Advar. Right, that's the way Rabbi learns, Anan, Lefi Shein Yish, Bailim, the Yish doesn't help. Now the Gemara says, that's the way he learned it. Tanan, we learned, and it says, Na Mishnah, not lo muchsin chamoroi, if the tax collector took away your chamor, and he gave you back another one, so it says what? That you're allowed to keep it. Haril shaloi, and it says why? Mifnesha bailam siyashimahim. So Mura says, Mani, who does our Mishnah go like? I rabbonon kashi gazlin. If our Mishnah go. Now, the rabbonon cheat the rizah, but a gazlin, the owner is not miyayish. So Rashi speaks out that a muchis is called the gazlin, the tax collector that's openly, he's a gazlin. And list him in the Mishnah, that's called the ganaf. See if the Mishnah goes according to the rabbonon, it's a kashi gazlin. That our Mishnah says a gazlin is called yish. And the rabbonon say by a gazlin, the owner is not miyayish. If a Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Shimon, Kashi Ganef, it's a Kasha on Listim then. Listim means a Ganef, and now Mishnah says that Stam Ganef is Yish Bailim. According to Rabbi Shimon, by a Ganef, the Bailim is not Miyayish. So Gemara says, Vishle Melulit, our Mishnah could come out good according to Ula, Tiyama Biyadua. That Ula says that when we know for sure the owner was Miyayish, they both agree Kona. So Achiname Biyadua, Vidivri Hakali. Our Mishnah could be going according to everybody. And we're talking about a case where we know for sure the owner was Miyayish. Therefore, you let her keep the Chamor, let her keep the Ksus. Elu la Rabba, but according to Rabba, the Yoma that says Biyadua Nami Machloikis, even in a case where we hear for sure the owner was Miyayish, still it's a Machloikis from Shimon and the Rabbonin. Whether the Yish helps or not, if so, Hamani, who does our Mishnah go like? Loi Rabbonim, Loi Rabbi Shimon? Because our Mishnah says by both, by Muchis and by Listim, by a Gazlin and by a Ganif, that Minastam it is called Yish Bailim. So it's not like Rabbi Shimon, not like Rabbonim. So our answer is, I'll tell you, Hachinami, our Mishnah is all about the Listim Mizuyin. Our Mishnah, when it says Listim, Listim does not mean a Ganif, but here Listim is Listim Mizuyin, which has Lachan of a Gazlin he. And Rabbi Shimon, our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Shimon, that holds that Stam Gezela is called Yish Bailim. For the Mari Hachi, if so, Haine Gazlin, if so, then the two types of Gazlin then, like a Muchsin is a Gazlin, and a Listim is a Gazlin. What do we have to have two cases of Gazlin for? Tomorrow says true, Trei Gavne Gazlonim. The Mishnah says two different cases of a Gazlonim. A Muchis is one type of a Gazlin, and a Listim is Zuin, and Nam Rab also has Lach like a Gazlin. So therefore comes out good even according to Rab, our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Shimon, and they're both Gazlonim. The boy is saying another Teretz says, I'll tell you, Homas Nisan Rebbe. This Mishnah goes according to Rebbe, I'll tell you, our Mishnah goes according to Rebbe. The Tani will learn like this. Rebbe Yoimer, Rebbe says, Ganef to Gazlin, that a Ganef has the same aloha like a Gazlin. What does Rebbe mean to say?